one if by land, two if by sea. Minuteman Radio continues with your host, the president of the Minuteman Civil Defense Corps, Chris Simcox.
And welcome back to Minuteman Radio here on News Talk 960 AM KKNT in Phoenix. You can also learn more about Minuteman, what we do, what we don't do. You can see the Minuteman Pledge. You can read the Minuteman Standard Operating Procedures at our website, www.minutemanhq.com. www.minutemanhq.com. Before the break, we were talking about this plan to actually finally get serious about protecting our borders and our coastlines. And trust me, coastal issues are important as well. Now, of course, this is going to cost us money, folks. You know that. But what price do you put on protecting American citizens? Already we see thousands of American citizens have been preyed upon by the drug dealers, the criminal element that comes across. And so many people want to talk about, well, you know, we really haven't caught any terrorists coming across the border. Well, yeah, how do we know they're terrorists? How do we know who the government has actually caught or has not caught coming across the border? Remember, Border Patrol agents on the ground admit that even though they caught 1.2 million people last year, at best they catch 1 in 5. 1 in 5. Let's even make it 1 in 4, a conservative number. And you want to think about that statistics show or studies show that there may be 12, 13 million illegals in this country. I think when you look at 3 million people potentially entering this country every year, remember, not just from Mexico, but from all around the world, we're looking at an enormous problem with people entering this country and a clear and present danger with the fact that terrorists could be exploiting this human smuggling business that we have going on in this country. But now the government wants to get serious about this, as the Minutemen are, and we have begun erecting fences. In fact, in October, we will begin with building a mile-long fence project that could stand as an example of what we the people can do. And again, we are the United States of America. And I don't accept any elected official taking a I can't or we can't attitude towards this problem. Just as our Arizona Senator McCain has said over and over, we can't secure the borders. We can't stop people from coming in. Well, I respectfully disagree with that. We are the United States of America, and after all, if we can send a big bucket of bolts called the space shuttle at the cost of $1 billion a shot into space, I think we could certainly spend a few dollars to put the resources on the border to secure this nation, to protect American citizens, and to protect immigrants from being exploited. This multi-billion dollar undertaking, this border shield process, has ignited an intensely fought contract battle. Oh boy, here we go. Government wants to spend your dollars? Trust me, they're going to spend way more dollars than they have to. Which has started a contract battle among industry teams headed by four leading defense companies. I'm sure you could probably guess. Boeing, Lockheed Martin, Northrop Grumman and Raytheon, and even Ericsson, the Swedish telecommunications giant, which has its U.S. headquarters in Plano, Texas. Collectively, as the article states, the teams comprise nearly 40 companies in more than 15 states, a broad and diverse lineup that includes global engineering firms, niche industries adept at biometric identification and surveillance, and blue ribbon aerospace corporations that are better known for churning out warplanes, tanks, and missiles. Well, let's use that technology on the border. Of course, the Department of Homeland Security is expected to announce a winner by September 30th. Wonder what the cost is going to be. The Minutemen Civil Defense Corps at this point is going to build a mile-long, actually a 0.9-mile section of what we think will be one of the most high-tech border security fences possibly in the world. We know maybe in the United States. And that is due to the fact that recently we received a generous donation, very generous donation, $7 million worth of high-tech fiber optic fencing materials. And this is due to a wonderful woman, president of FumGuard, Nina May, who we hope to have on the show next week, FumGuard USA, who actually has developed a fiber optic high security fence that works with sensors and is an intelligent fence that can trigger cameras and sensors to alert the proper authorities as to where an incursion may be taking place on the border. Well, the Minutemen now have $7 million of this material at our disposal, and we plan on putting it to good use. That layer of fencing, high-tech fencing, combined with very high-tech cameras, and we're working with a company out of Alabama who has developed a program to work with smart cameras that can actually distinguish facial features of people out in the frontier who may be attempting to cross over these fences. That backed up with a second layer of 14-foot-high welded steel mesh fence buried into the ground with concertina wire. That double-layer fencing system could stand as a testament, again, of how serious we are as American citizens. We're going to show the federal government what to build, how to build it, and what it should cost us. Minuteman Radio, back in a few.